The realization gives me something concrete to focus on. I straighten up, carefully check out the stranger in the mirror to make sure he looks suitably composed, square my shoulders, and head back towards the party. But when I reach the door back to the room, I pause. The baccarat game is over. Everyone except the bank toad is standing up, and new players are milling around their seats, buzzing like a swarm of flies around a... Don't go there. I look away hastily, my eyes watering. I don't see McMurray anywhere, and my wards are kicking up a fuss. It feels like a major supernatural manifestation is happening somewhere nearby.
"You must be Mr. Howard,"
a calm, somewhat musical voice says from right beside me. I don't jump out of my skin this time. I barely twitch. The urgent nagging of my ward spikes in time with her voice. "Everyone seems to know who I am. Who are you?" Looking round, I recognize her at once. She's the supermodel type with the hangman's eyes, who was chilling with Mr. Stiffy. She's got skin the color of a perfect mocha, her dancer's body exposed rather than concealed by her sheer white gown, a fortune in sapphires at ears and throat. Looks to die for, like Ramona. Yes, it's a glamour. Predictably, she's the center of the manifestation my wards are yammering about.
"I'm Johanna, Mr. Howard. Johanna Tote. I work for the Billingtons."
I shrug. "Doesn't everyone?" It's meant to be a black joke, but Johanna doesn't seem to take it in the intended spirit. She frowns.
"Not yet."
Then she sniffs dismissively.
"I'm supposed to bring you to see him."
"Really?" I make myself look her in the eye. She really is beautiful, so much so that normally I'd be tongue-tied and babbling in her presence. But thanks to the time I've been spending with Ramona, supernatural beauty isn't as dazzling as it used to be. And besides, I've got other preoccupations right now. I managed to keep a lid on it. "Liza Sloat just got through warning me off. Then I had some security consultant called McMurray all over me like a vest. What's the story?"
"Interdepartmental rivalry. Sloat and McMurray don't get on."
Johanna tilts her head to one side and looks at me.
"There are many mansions in the House of Billington, Mr. Howard. And as it happens, Mr. McMurray is my manager."
She lays a long-fingered hand on my arm.
"Walk with me."
She steers me past the bar and into the outer room, past the jazz butchers. There are French doors open on the balcony. "Where's Ramona?" I worry. "She wasn't in the back room. She's not here."
"For obvious reasons, we don't make it too easy to reach the chief," Johanna murmurs. "When you're as rich as the Billingtons, it makes you a target. Money is an attractive nuisance. We're currently tracking 6 stalkers and 3 blackmailers, and that's before you count the third world governments. We've got enough schizophrenics to fill 1.4 psychiatric hospitals, plus an average of 2.6 marriage proposals and 11.1 death threats per week, and a federal antitrust investigation which is worse than all of them combined."
Put that way, I can almost feel a sneaking sympathy for the man. "So why am I here?" I ask.